Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, beloved ones, and welcome to the Holistic Ministry Show. I am Minister James Browning, and I'm broadcasting live this morning from Phoenix, Arizona, home of the Phoenix Suns basketball team. And if you're a basketball fan, you know that we are in a fight for the championship out here, and there's excitement in the air. And Phoenix haven't won a championship basketball game in the whole entire time of their team, over 50 years. So, guys, you can imagine what the excitement will be like if we do win, and what will be going on in this beautiful town of Phoenix. People are excited and hopeful. It gives people hope. You know, it's an opportunity to have something positive happening here in Phoenix, especially with all the negative political stuff happening out here. You know, something different, something positive would be a really good energy shift for the whole community and for the whole area. So we hopefully that they will be able to do their thing and come out champions. That would be a good thing for the city as a whole. Okay? But anyway, go Phoenix Suns. To all my old listeners, welcome back. I'm so happy to see you. I see some of you dialing in this morning, and I'm happy for you and glad that you're here, because you guys are the one that keep me going and keep me circulating, keeping things moving in the right direction. So I'm grateful for you. Really, really, I am, because you are what motivate me and keep me moving in the direction. You're here. And so for all of my new guests, I welcome you as well. You are in the right place. There is no accident. The universal God forces inside of you brought you, attract you to this show this morning, and this is where you should be. And it's great. And if you keep your mind open, your heart open, I think you will be able to gain something from the show. Maybe a little different than what you've been used to for traditional ministry. And we have, we understand that we are a metaphysical ministry. And we don't operate in a box. We practice spiritual principles, and spiritual principles come from all different segments of different religions. So we try to incorporate the positive and the best of all of those. And we are very proud of what we do. We are different from the others. Okay? So for all of you guys who have been listening to me a while, know that I have a format of what I do. And this Sunday will be no different. We're going to do prayer, and then we'll get into the topic of today, which is, I think, is pretty interesting and something that we need to be made aware of. A lot of you can feel it, even if you don't know what's going on. You feel something happening out there, and there is a shift taking place. So anyway, let's do prayer. Father, Mother God, we give gratitude and thanks this day for all that you have allowed us to experience over the week. We thank you, God, for continuously supporting us and continuously giving us divine wisdom and divine knowledge to do the things that we need to do to enhance our lives and to be able to be more productive in society. We thank you, God, for divine health in our physical bodies. We pray that every cell and DNA structure in our physical bodies will line up to its normal homeostasis, perfect alignment, and that our bodies will continue to be strong and continue to give us the energy and can give us the shelter we need to house our spirit in order to fulfill our earthly purpose. We say thank you, God, for that. We pray, God, for the divine protection for all of those medical doctors and nurses who are out there protecting us from this virus, and that they are working on the front line and putting their lives in harm's way. We say, God, protect them. Give them divine protection and wrap them. And we pray for all those people who are sick and shut in, who have obtained the virus and any other disease, that you will give them comfort and give them peace of mind, knowing that you're in charge and that you will continue to be in charge and everything is truly in divine order. We pray to God for divine protection for this country, America, and the world. Well, we especially pray for divine protection for America and its political situations, all the stuff that's going. So, God, we know that things are in the shift, in the mist, and we know that there's nothing coincidental, and we know that everything is working out for the better in the long run. Just give us patience and understanding and have insight and wisdom, knowing that the change is coming. So we say thank you, God, for your divine protection. And we thank you, God, that you give us the information today for this show, that we will be able to bring about the words that's needed and the information that's needed. And I pray for and ask for help from all my ascended masters and ascended hosts and all the guardians that help and to support us every week. Come and be with us and give us assistance. We pray for Lord Michael for the technical support. Thank you, Lord Michael, for supporting us this morning. We're so grateful. We are so grateful, and so it is. Thank you, beloved ones. I'm so grateful for you this morning, and today's topic is one that I find quite interesting. We are in the midst of a shift. Let me repeat that. We are in the midst of a shift. There's so much going on, beloved ones. I don't particularly have to tell you that, but you know that there's stuff happening on every aspect of our planet and in the universe. There's universal things going on in the universe itself, solar events and solar storms and all kinds of things are shifting. The moon is presently wobbling and causing floods over the different parts of the world. And all the floods that's in Europe, that is the direct relate to the wobbling of the moon being a little out of balance. And so that's what's happening. And also we're facing down global warming. So there's a lot of things going on. And I guess I could have said today's show, well, you're in the midst of an awakening, because in the midst of the shift, there's an awakening taking place as well. And it's important that you know that to be able to survive and mentally be able to survive through these days and these challenges, because it's all good, beloved one. Regardless of how it may appear, there is order going on. And then the question I have for you, are you feeling a little unsure about conditions of things going on today? And most people are. Most people are feeling a little leery about some of the things that's going on. And if you're feeling it, you're truly not alone, beloved one. There's a lot of folks are feeling these things too. See, these changes are taking place in every aspect of our lives. Not just one aspect of our lives, but there's so many things changing on so many, not only things changing on the physical plane, but also things changing in our own physical bodies, in our own physical surrounding. The energy and the vibration is shifting and changing. And that's why we are feeling some of this energy that maybe don't feel very good right now in a lot of situations. Some days you may even feel overwhelmed and out of control even, you know. It's happening. It's going on. I'm a positive thinking person, so and I always believe in positive things, but I'm a realist also. So I mean that, you know, I don't go around burying my head in the sand when I see things. I always want things to be better and want things to improve, right? But sometimes there's things there that's got to be, that you have to step up and say, wow, this is not right and this is not happening, so I have to do something to do it. And so most of us know that the news that you're getting today, there's no really no positive news. Most of the news you're getting today are news that are negative. We're getting a lot of negative news these days, and we have, and it's just what's happening because, first of all, negativity sells for the media is concerned. But not only that, we're living in these days and times where there's a lot of stuff going on, and it has to be reported, you know. But I'm here to inform you today, beloved ones, that it is not all as it appeared to be. Everything is in divine order, although you may not be able to see it from that, and it doesn't maybe feel very orderly to you. But the universal God force that controls this universe has everything in order. And every once in a while, the vibration and energy shift on planet Earth. There's always a shifting, regardless of how it is, especially as man get a little out of focus. The energy has to come and cleanse and purify the earth. And this is one of the times we're going through this cleansing and purification on the earth. So it is okay, beloved ones. Have no fear. You know, I don't know how many of you listened to my show last week, but if you didn't, you should maybe want to go back and look at it. We talked about fears and, you know, why people have it and how it is only false evidence appearing to be real. So a lot of the things that you're seeing today is actually false evidence appearing to be real. You know, it is a lot of chaos going on out there, but a lot of that stuff is an illusion of what's taking place. This is a time where we must be grounded, though. It is so, so important that you are grounded in your belief system. Whatever you believe, loved ones, and I'm not here to tell you what to believe and how to believe and what to think and how to think, but I'm telling you, whatever it is that you believe, you need to be grounded in that state of being, in that spiritual confidence. If you're not sure where you're at, then you definitely need to get grounded and find a firm basis for you to be able to be in, so you can be stable in this time. Because what you see, when you see a lot of chaos going on, is because the people are not stable in their belief system, and they kind of go with the wind. When things happen, they don't know how to balance themselves, and they get very chaotic. And we're seeing a lot of the chaos going on with the crime and the shooting and all the other stuff out there. It's because people are not balanced. They're not stable in any particular thought, a particular spiritual belief system. So they don't know how to handle this energy that's shifting and changing on them. Okay? They don't know how to handle it. So it's a real problem for them. But like I'm coming back to tell you, it's all in divine order, beloved one. The old ways of doing things are being dismantled right in front of our eyes. Every day we see things shifting and changing. And that's no coincidence. That's the way it's supposed to be happening, because of the shift, of the purification process that's taking place. The old ways are being dismantled. And many, many, many humans are having a hard time holding on to, having a hard time because they are not willing to embrace the future. They want to hold on to the old ways, you know. But things are shifting and changing, beloved ones, and there's a new energy coming in, the new form. So you got to let go of the old ways, okay? And in our political aspects of the day, you see that so clearly. There's people who want to hold on to the old ways and want things to go back the way they were back in the 50s. They don't want to understand, but there's a new shift going on. There's a new energy going on, and they need to wake up to understand that just because they want it to be that way, it's not going to no longer be that way, because it's part of the shift. Most of us observed last year during when Floyd got killed, that you saw people in the streets, and they were not just black people. They were white people, Chinese people, Indian people, young and old. And that is the shift that's taking place. There's a lot of energy going on around that. But there are parts of the political perspective that want to hold on to that old energy. And they are going to really bump their heads against the grain, because it ain't happening. But they're going to have to experience for themselves. And for some of them, they're going to be really out of balance for a long, long time, because they're thinking they can shift it and change it back to the old way, and it ain't going to happen. I don't care how much they do to pass laws and do whatever they think they want to do. We're not going to tolerate that anymore. That's the past. That's part of the old paradigm. This is the new shift that's happening. So they better get with it, or they'll get left out. It is what it is, okay? And if you are viewing the world through your five senses, it may be a little challenging, because the five senses, you know, touch, feel, smell, all those five senses that you have, which is a necessity for you to have, and grateful and thankful that you do have it. But there's a sixth sense that you really need to start tapping into now, so you can start understanding what's really going on and what's happening around you from all different aspects. What you may be seeing, experience, could be, if not what you see and experience, could be very challenging if you cannot look beyond the physical and you cannot look beyond the emotions of things happening. You have to have a spiritual eye. You have to open up your pineal gland that third eye in the middle of your forehead that's a gland that attunes you into the spirituality of the universe. You have to learn how to tap in and understand what's happening from a spiritual standpoint. If not, beloved ones, your possibility of surviving in this time is going to be very, very challenging. And I just want to tell you that you need to be able to open up your pineal gland and your spiritual understanding of what's going on so you can have some understanding of what's going on around you. Some days, I don't know about you, but some days it feels as if that we may be in a spiritual war. There may be a spiritual warfare actually going on all around us and we are not aware of, because there's a lot of dark energy that's happening around through the universe. But thank God there's good people, light workers, people who are standing up and saying, we ain't going to tolerate it no more. We want it to be a different way. We want to go with the shift of the energy. We want to move in that way. And thank God that there are people who are standing up and saying, no, we're not going down that road. We're not going to deal with this craziness. And that's good, because there are forces out there that want to set you back, beloved ones. We have to keep it real. That's why I tell you about, hey, being positive. Yes, I'm a positive, but there's a reality of things sometimes is that you got to keep it real. And keeping it real meaning there's forces out there that may not necessarily want you to have things the way that you so desire. But guess what? We can overcome. We have the power to control our own destinies. We don't need to let anyone else take control of what's going on inside of us. So there may be a different type of experience that's happening for some people, especially what's happening physically in different parts of the world. Like I told you when I came on, that due to the wobbling of the moon, Europe is experiencing floods and things of that nature, and that's part of the universal aspect of things adjusting itself. But yes, the moon wobbling is causing floods in Europe. And even here, I'm here in Phoenix, Arizona, and it's hot here normally in the summertime, but we are extremely hot now, okay? All up in on the West Coast, the temperature has been very hot. Who would ever thought that we would get the temperature 110, 112 degrees in Vancouver, Canada? You know, just never heard of that's what's happening from that aspect. And that's all part of the shift and the change and the global warming, all this stuff is kind of intertwined. But there's a different day. There's a different day going on, beloved ones, and we have to be prepared and ready to roll with the punches, okay? And so that's what I'm talking to you today about, understanding the shift that's taking place. And those shifts, and, you know, a lot of these things that we are experiencing has come because of the collective consciousness, the collective consciousness of the masses. And most of us don't understand that when we have a mass of people feeling in a certain way, it affects not only the weather, it affects the energy, it affects everything going on around you. The collective consciousness is very, very important, beloved one. And we are seeing the collective consciousness at work right now with the chaos going on. That's because the masses of people are in a funk. They're unbalanced, and they're losing their unbalances, and that's due, you know, just because of things that's happening, and it's also due because of the energy shift, and they don't understand what's going on, especially people who are operating in that third dimension of consciousness, at that level where they're just allowing things to show up and allowing their just accepting things that they are on a this third dimensional level. And they're thinking that this is okay. And it's not okay with the stuff that's happening. But they're allowing it to be, and they're feeding into it. That's happening. We know that there's a lot that we have to do to be responsibility. Each one of us has a responsibility to raise the vibration of the planet. It's not on one person to be able to do this. It's through the collective that we all do that. And if we all are not operating at that higher frequency, then the possibility of things being out of control is going to be even more prominent as we go on. Okay, so we like I told you earlier, with that there's a major effect on the physical level of the planet, but not only that, there is a spiritually and emotionally, and the individuals. Now, we're talking about the spiritual side of individuals are being affected because of the shift and what's happening on the planet. We are being cleansed and purged and moved into a higher frequency. For those who understand and those who want to move forward, now is the time, beloved ones. The portals of spiritual consciousness is opening up like it has never opened before. So if you're aspiring to ascend to a higher state of consciousness, now is the perfect time for you to really start stepping in and doing things. And it's hard for so many people to understand because they're judging and they're experiencing the world, like I said, based on their five senses. That's the only way, only thing they understand is what they see, touch, feel, and smell. You know, that's it. And they don't understand that there is a sixth sense, and matter of fact, a seventh sense and a ninth sense that you can go to another level that will help you open there. And I would pray that each one of you will work on opening up your sixth sense. That is where you are able to expect spiritual things and start doing exercises to find out about how to open up your pineal gland. See, the pineal gland is the direct contact with the higher self. And unfortunately, due to time, most of our pineal glands have become calcified. And that means that it is being covered now with a shield around your pineal gland and not allowing the energy to flow through. But there are methods and there are things that you can do to open your pineal gland. So maybe I'll do a show on that in about a week or so, just to cleansing and purifying the pineal gland, because it is so important in your aspect of moving forward. But there's a lot of research out there, beloved ones, so take the time and look into that and begin to understand how to decalcify your pineal gland so you can become more spiritually and more powerful. It is just because we need more enlightened people to help balance the planet, beloved ones. And so I'm just asking you to open yourself up and be more conscious and do what you need to do, because each one of us are needed like we never know before. I know sometimes you think as an individual, you may not be making a lot of difference, but you are. You are making a lot of difference. You're making a lot of difference in your own life. You're making a lot of difference in those around you, and you're making the addition in the consciousness. As I told you before, the masses of people seem to be so out of balance, and so that's why we're seeing so much chaos. That's why we need each one of us who are light workers, and most of you are, if you're tuning into this type of show, that means that you are spiritually conscious, spiritually aware, and you are ready to do something different and not accept the norm as it is being taught to people, then you seeing life from a different perspective. So in that process, you, beloved ones, need to do all you can to wake yourself up. And like I said, one of the sure ways to do that is to work on developing your pineal gland, okay, to be able to do that, to understand. So it is very simple that the old way of life is being alternated. The old way is being alternated, beloved one. You're not going to be able to go back to those old things. So let it go, release it, and be prepared to move forward, okay? Don't get stuck on the old way and not wanting to release and let go, because the day has changed. And all those who are going to be stuck in that three-dimensional consciousness are going to have a really challenging time. It's going to be really challenging for you folks that don't want to release and let go, because it is, and the universe is moving in the way that it is, okay? So, you know, change is happening, and in a way, some way it's calm, but some way it's very chaotic, okay? We humans have to wake up and to become more aware of what's going on around us. And because I know that for most of you and a lot of you, that things you're seeing, you're saying, ooh, it is so harsh. Why is all this craziness going on? But, beloved one, regardless of how it may appear, it is different, a lot of stuff going on, but it ain't all so crazy. It is just that the energy is shifting and the vibration is shifting. and we are moving, and the purification has to come in a way, because see, we have been so stuck in our old ways. The universe said, okay, I've been telling you for years to change your ways and do things that you need to be, so you didn't listen. So now I'm going to have to wake the planet up by any means necessary. That's why we're seeing all the conditions happening on the planet, because the universal God force are getting our attention. Make a change. Be prepared to make a change, beloved one, because if not, things are not going to change if we don't make a change. That's why we are seeing all this stuff going on, okay? The universe is saying, I want you to change, and if you don't want to change, I'm going to make you change. And we are. We're going to have to change, beloved one. It's just the way it is. And this is not the first time that this planet or this society has made a major shift, beloved one. We just happen to be alive at the time that this has happened. But this is truly not the first time that this planet has gone through paradigm shifts and cleansing and purging. It has gone through many experiences. And some of you even have lived in some of those previous lives where there was change. And so for some of us, it's a little easier to adjust to the fact that we're in the midst of the change, because you have in a previous life lived through changes and lived through shifts that's taking place, okay? You have to be very, very aware and very, very conscious of that this shift is taking place. And there have been many advanced societies here, beloved ones. We are not the most advanced. We're not the most advanced, period. We are not the most advanced society. We are a society that has gone through a lot of things and has done a lot of things. I know many of you have heard of the Atlantis, which is here on planet Earth. It was it's under the ocean now, but Atlantis was a country that was on planet Earth, and Atlantis was very advanced, way more advanced than you and I are today. People were doing things they had computers, they had flying vehicles, they had all this stuff. So this ain't the first go round, beloved ones, but something happened with the conscience of the people there. They became so fed into themselves that they forgot about the connection of their God self. They just got so overwhelmed that it was all about them. And so the universe had to shift and change things and get people out of that state of consciousness. That's why Atlantis is no more on being seen, okay? There are people who say that Atlantis will rise again. I don't know about that. But anyway, that is one of the reasons why you are not seeing things that's happening. Atlantis was there, and it was very, very prominent, very, very advanced, okay? Mankind always have a problem aligning itself with the universe. And I'm speaking about, you know, when I say aligning itself with the true essence of the universe, I'm speaking about people stop obeying and stop tuning into universal law. You see, the creator that created this planet and created you and me has certain laws that's in place. And it's for each one of us to operate our lives and live our lives according to the spiritual laws that's been set aside for us to move into. We have to be able to understand that these spiritual laws are for us to understand. And when we get out of alignment of the spiritual laws, then there has to be a change, because we have to be drawn back into understand these spiritual laws that the universe is abiding for us. And currently, the masses of people are way disconnected from their source. You know, people are just totally not even aware of their God self, so many people. You know, thank God, a lot of us are. I'm not talking about a doomsday scenario here. I'm just saying that there's so many things that's happening. People are so out of balance, and that's why as a light worker, I am trying to help bring a little light to the planet to do my little part to be able to bring about a shift in the mass consciousness, okay? And so each one of us have a responsibility to do that. each one of us have a responsibility to let our light shine. Blood one, and I know there's a lot of light workers on this line, on this internet that can do things and to help make a change. All the time that I talk to you, I always tell you about utilize your power to make a difference, loved one. If it's no more than helping your family, helping your neighbors, and helping yourself by you changing and shifting yourself, bring a different state of consciousness to the planet. Even if you don't do anything else to anyone else, but you do have the power to help make a change, work on yourself if you don't want to help anyone else. Work on becoming a better you, a better Mary, a better Sally, a better, you know, Angie, a better whoever, better John, better Paul. Work on making yourself better, and you will help the collective consciousness of the universe, okay? You really need to do that. It's going to make a big difference, beloved one. When we can disconnect from the source, let me just make this very plain to you. The source, the God, when I say the source, I'm talking about God, okay? God has never disconnected from us. It is mankind who has walked away from God. We are the ones who have made the disconnect. God is always there, always been there, always will be there. And even if you become disconnected, you can be reconnected. God has always got an open arm, open heart, and saying, come home, my child. Come home. You are children of the God of the Most High, in case you don't know that, okay? So you will always be welcomed back into the kingdom of the Creator, okay? If you feel disconnected, just say, God, I'm ready to connect to the source. I'm ready to connect to be part of the universal God family. That's all it takes. It's nothing technical or nothing hard to do. But you must realize that through your spiritual consciousness, and you must embrace it wholeheartedly if we're going to make a change. We have to do that. And people who are moving in that direction are saying it loud. They're shouting, bring it on. I'm ready for it. All of us who are understanding that these portals are opening up and that we have the opportunity to move to higher states of consciousness are saying as loud as we can possibly can, because we know how important it is to say it. You can't keep closing your eyes and your mind to the things that's happening around you. You have to come to understanding that stuff is happening and that you have to prepare yourself to ascend to a higher state of consciousness. And that takes you, the individual, to be able to do that. Each one of us are responsible to do that, to pull on our spiritual connection and feel connected to the source that we are operating in, okay? And stop putting so much energy in this dense third consciousness, loved one. There's nothing here for us anymore in this dense third dimensional consciousness. We all have to strive to move to a higher state, because if you don't, you're going to get left behind. So it's going to happen. More and more people are moving to that higher state of consciousness and awareness. And if you want to be in that number, then you have to do your part to open yourself up and tap into your sixth sense so you can share and to be able to move and to help yourself and help others doing the shift. You must first realize one of the first things in order to make the shift, though, beloved one, I have to bring this very clear to you. You have to realize that you are a spiritual being having a human experience. You heard me say that before, but I want you to really understand this. You are a spiritual being having a human experience. So your spirituality is more important than your physical body. And it's hard for a lot of people to understand that, because they see their physical body every day. They don't see the physical spirit because they're operating with their five senses. You know, the things unseen are the most powerful things. You know, what's more powerful than electricity? But let me ask you a question. When is the last time you seen electric current flowing behind your wall? But that is so powerful. So the unseen is where the power is, and your spirit is where the power is. That's why you're connected to your God self is through your spirit. This spirit that lives inside of you, beloved one, has been with you through for eons. You know, every time you make an incarnation here on planet Earth or wherever you go in the universe, you take this same spirit with you, okay? So understand that you are a spiritual being, and don't put, I mean, yes, you got to take care of your physical temple. You people want to, you know, be presentable and take care of their physical bodies. That's important. Don't get it wrong. You need to eat right and do the things you need to do. But it is your spiritual man, your spiritual female being inside of you that you need to take care of and really put the emphasis on. That's why I'm telling you to learn how to declassify your third eye, your pineal gland, so you can start operating at that higher state of consciousness, beloved one. You need to do that, okay? And I just want to share a scripture with you. And before I share the scripture with you, I want to sort of just give you a little understanding of this statement that Jesus made, because sometimes you read some of the things in the Bible and you can really get blown away because you read them and not read them from a spiritual standpoint. And you need to understand, beloved ones, that quite a bit of the stuff in the Bible is allegorical, okay? It's not literally. It's allegorical. It's spoke in allegorical terms for you to be able to understand. And if you read it literally, it's going to be very challenging for you, okay? I mean, there are some religions that do that, and, you know, and take it literally without looking at the spiritual aspect to understand that a lot of this stuff is allegorical, okay? And this is one of the statements that I believe that's pretty allegorical, but it makes a lot of sense. It makes a lot of sense. And so when you do decide to read the Bible, make sure that you have a clear understanding. Pray for the spiritual understanding and clarity, and prepare yourself to be able to understand what is being told. The Bible is very powerful and has some very powerful information for us to be able to live by, but you have to have an open mind and have a spiritual eye to be able to interpret what is really being said. You don't want to be misled, and because you don't have understanding and conscience of these things. It's very, very important that you ask spirit for guidance. So this statement made by Jesus, to me, has always been profound, but now I have a little more clarity of it, and hopefully you will too as I share it with you, because this comes from Luke 9:60. But Jesus told him, "Let the dead bury their own. You, however, go and proclaim the kingdom of God." I'm going to read that back to you again, because I know some of you may not have read this and didn't even realize that this was in the Bible, but it is, okay? Luke 9:60. So, you know, don't take my word for it. When the show is over, you go read it for yourself, okay? Jesus told him, let the dead bury their own. You, however, go and proclaim the kingdom of God. So, let me try to explain it to you a little bit from what I understand, so that you have a better understanding of what Jesus was saying in that statement in Luke, okay? Let me share with you Luke 9:59. This statement that Jesus said before he said to the gentleman. And this guy that Jesus is talking to is someone who wanted to follow Jesus. He wanted to be one of Jesus' followers. He said, "Follow me." He said to the man, "Follow me." And the man replied, "Lord, first let me go and bury my father." Lord, let me go and bury my father. That's why Jesus was saying, let the dead bury the dead. Okay? He's saying to this man, and it's not so much talking about a real death situation, but what is being said is that the God force will take care of the spiritual things left behind. Okay? But you are responsibility to take care of your own spiritual growth. You are responsible for your own spiritual growth. So those things that are in your past, release them, and the universal God force of spirit will take care of those things, beloved one. It is your responsibility to grow and go forward. And that's why Jesus was saying, you go and do what is necessary for your God self. And don't worry about that the dead being dead, because the dead is going to be taken care of. But you have to take care of yourself in this present time. And you have to do that, beloved one. You have to prepare to do that. Now, you know that nobody's going to leave someone undead and not bury them. That's going to happen. But that's not what Jesus is talking about. And that's one of those allegorical kind of situations where you got to have some interpretation and understand what you're reading and know what is being said there, okay? It's really important. You have to take responsibility to care for yourself. So often we get caught up in the physical aspect of life, and we get stagnated to the point where we don't even participate in our own spiritual growth, because we get stagnated in the physical conditions of the world, okay? We get so caught up in these things, and we just won't release. We won't let it go, and that is not where you should be putting your energy. Your energy should be putting on you developing your spiritual self. See, we're at this point in our spiritual evolution where we need to be prepared to make the change and make the shift and not stand in the way of our own spiritual growth. And if you want to hold on to that old process, old way of the myth, dense consciousness, then you are not going to move forward, beloved one. We all are light workers, and we are all here on a spiritual path and preparing to step into the fifth dimension. But you cannot step into your fifth dimension if you want to hold on to the third dimension. It ain't going to happen. You can't live in both worlds, beloved ones. You have to release and let go and be prepared to move into that higher state of consciousness, beloved ones. Those who love and care for each other, then we have to work to help prepare each other to move forward to do that. But, beloved one, if you're in some type of environment, regardless of where you are, I'm talking about if you're in a relationship, you're in a work relationship, you're in a physical condition where people don't want to grow and people don't want to move to that higher state of consciousness, you have to be prepared to disconnect. That's just the truth. If you, as a spirit, because, see, we all came here with our own individual spiritual journey. Do not allow another being, another entity, another thing to stand in the way of your spiritual growth. There's nothing more important than your spiritual growth, beloved one. When you make your transition, no one's gonna ask, well, you know, how come you stayed in that situation that was bad when you know it was not for your highest good to not be in that situation anymore, not to be in that environment anymore. You have to be responsible. Take responsibility for your own individual growth. Yes, it is absolutely important to support each other, support your family, support your friends, and help them as much as you possibly can. But no other human being is worth you destroy your spiritual connection with your source. Okay? None, no one is that important that to allow that to come about and for that to happen. Okay? So you, beloved one, have to take a stand and say, I'm not going to deal with this anymore. I need to put myself in a higher state of conscious awareness, because I know that I'm preparing myself for this shift. And believe me, when many of us that can make that shift to that fifth dimension, it's going to help. Then we're going to see a whole new paradigm shift, because there'll be a whole new state of consciousness to wear. At that way. See, when I talk about the fifth dimension, and some of you may not be aware of that, but that is the consciousness that Jesus, Buddha, and all the higher elevated beings on this planet has operated from in order to be able to make a difference. And you and I have that same opportunity to now to position ourselves to move into that higher state of consciousness, that higher state of being awoke. And when you get to your fifth dimension, that's when you will really begin to see magic happen, begin to be able to do the things that you just read about and be able to be part of your life. You need to be able to be at that level where you can operate and grow from that level, beloved one. So it is so, so important. You see, because you cannot be accountable for others, and others cannot be accountable for you. Okay? So don't blame your growth on somebody else. Don't make it somebody else's responsibility to take care of your spirit. It's your spirit. It's your spirit, and you have to move forth and do what you need to do. Like I spoke to you earlier, the portals are spiritual, are opening and accepting to all who is prepared to move forward. Since 2012, something happened in the universe on a spiritual level where things begin to really open up more and more and begin to open up. And ever since then, there have been opportunities now. That's why you see a lot of people now moving from traditional thinking, from traditional types of religion, but opening themselves up to spirituality, opening themselves up to growth and moving into a higher state. And people are shifting and changing their diets. People are becoming more conscious of being plant-based and to eat the things that are help their body to grow and to nourish their souls and their body. People are, this is all part of that consciousness awakening, and those portals are opening, telling you to prepare yourself and get ready, because the old way is about to change, okay? The old way is going to change, and all you who fight against the change are going to suffer. I'm just going to tell you, look at this. The change is coming. Be prepared, okay? Be prepared for it and do what you need to do. Start releasing some of those old third-dimensional ways that you have. And you know what those ways are that's holding you back. You know what you're doing that's not convenient for you to be able to grow spiritually. Start releasing them. Start getting and preparing yourself and being ready to make your to ascend into that higher state of consciousness. It's all up to you, beloved ones. Each one of you out there are spiritual warriors, and you know what you need to do for yourself. Okay? If you wasn't, you wouldn't be listening to this show, because you have some idea. You might not be 100% sure as to which direction to go, but you are at least awoke enough to know that you want to hear a different type of voice. You want to hear something that's helped you in your spiritual growth and you becoming more conscious of what's going on around you. And it's important for each one of us to do that, beloved one. We have to prepare ourselves to do that. You don't want to have to come back and to do this whole thing again, all over again. But you know what, beloved one? So some people, they will do that. So don't, you know, concern yourself so much about the people left behind from the aspect, because they will at some point become to that state of consciousness. Maybe not in this lifetime, maybe not in this incarnation, but they will. They will. All spirits are working to reunify their self with their higher self. So regardless of how many lifetimes it takes, they eventually will get there, okay? They eventually will get there. You know, hey, like Jesus said, let the dead bury the dead. Let the old take care of itself. You work on your spiritual consciousness and move forward in that state of understanding and awareness, beloved one, because that's what it's going to take for you to be able to deal with this and to be able to understand all the stuff going on around you, okay? And most of all, don't be fearful for what you are seeing and what you are experiencing. Fear is a killer of mankind. As I spoke last week, fear is a very powerful tool. And if we get caught up in seeing all these peripheral things that's happening out there in the universe, happening here in our country, it can make you fearful if you don't stand in your own state of awareness and consciousness of who and whom you are, a child of the Most High God. Okay? So stand in your space, knowing that you are connected with your source. And so regardless of what's going on around you, it doesn't have to affect you because you're at another place, another space, okay? You are ascending, beloved ones. You're moving to that higher spiritual consciousness, so continue to work on it. And I cannot overemphasize for your spiritual growth is to get back to understanding the power of your pineal gland and how that particular gland can help to open you up so you can operate at a higher state of consciousness, okay? Always be aware of your spiritual helpers. Be aware of all that spiritual energy. Call upon your spiritual helpers to help you to grow and help you to be in the right space spiritually so you can do what you need to do to prepare to step into the fifth dimension of consciousness, level one. They are there to protect you and to help you and to help you to move. But all your spiritual helpers, none of them will interfere with your life, and not unless you call upon them to come in and help you to guide your life, they are there. So the opportunities are there. The gates are opening. All the spiritual portals are opening. All we have to do is understand that we move forward and not let ourselves get caught up in the worldly things. Just to be not of the world, you know, do not allow yourself to be participate in all that craziness going on out there, the political, the social upheaval and all that stuff. You don't have to. It's going to happen because of the vibrational shift. It's going to happen. It's happening all around you all the time, and nothing you can do to stop that. But you, as an individual, can work on raising your vibration so that you will not be directly affected by those things, and prepare to make your step into that higher dimension of consciousness, beloved one. You have the power. You have the ability. You have the God force supporting you all the time. And I remember when I told you, it ain't a God force that's disconnected. If anyone is disconnected, you could disconnect from your God force. Your God force is not disconnected from you, beloved one. So you have to at all times be connected to your source and understand that you're working on your higher aspects. Yes, there are lessons to be learned. There are things happening on, but that's okay. That's okay. You're going to ascend and rise above these conditions. It's a beautiful time to be alive on planet Earth. A beautiful time. Because the opportunities is big. The portals have never been so open for us to move into a higher spiritual consciousness. So it's a wonderful time to be alive here. So you can open the doors and move to that higher state of consciousness and ascend. Your source is waiting for you. The help is there. And so it is up to us. And I tell you often, if you take one step, God will take two. So I'm telling you to start taking those steps. Start working on yourself. Start being aware and conscious. And start being aware of your surroundings and the things that are happening. And if things are happening not in the direction that you want it to be, whether it be people, place, or thing, time to shift and to make the change, loved one. Because this is no time for us to be tittle-tattling around with things, because this is serious times, and it's time for us to make our preparation to move forward into that higher state of consciousness. Don't get caught up in this three-dimensional thinking process and then let that hold you and stop you from your spiritual growth, okay? Nothing is worth that. No, and no one is worth taking that from you, okay? So I'm so grateful that you've taken time out of your day-to-day to come and stop by. And hopefully you've gotten something from this. And in the midst of the shift, that we understand that we have the ability, that we are gods and goddesses, and we can help, and we can help society, we can help ourselves, and we can help humanity. But you being the best that you can be will be a collective help for the masses. So each one of us has the responsibility to live our life at the highest level that we can, so we can make a difference. We can make a change. You know, each one of us has an individual responsibility. Each one of us can make a difference. It don't take a lot of people to make a change. Look at all the things that were started by one person, okay? You got Jesus, you got Martin Luther King, all the people that just as an individual made a shift and change. And yes, they had help. Sure, they had help. And you too, when you open yourself up spiritually, you are being helped as well. May not be coming from a physical plane, but your spiritual helpers are there that are going to help propel you to a higher state of consciousness, beloved one. So we are grateful for that. And we say thank you, thank you, thank you. We are so grateful, and so it is. So let's pray, and let's close out for this day. Again, I thank all of you for taking time to come by. Father, Mother, God, we give gratitude and thanks for such a wonderful day. We thank you for this message. We thank you for all that has come through. We thank you, God, for divine consciousness. We thank you, God, for divine wisdom. We thank you, God, for divine knowledge, that we will have the knowledge and understanding to be able to step forward and be able to move our lives and keep our lives at a higher state of consciousness, that we will call upon the source as we go through, and that we will live in a spirit of courageousness, a spirit of boldness. We will not allow fear to conquer us and take over our lives. We will operate knowing that we have the power to shift and to change. We're understanding that we're in the midst of this vibrational shift and energy shift on planet Earth, and we're going to do our part to ascend to that higher state. Open us up, God. Give us power. Allow us to move forth and allow us to have understanding that we are connected to you, God, just like an ocean is connected to the water, like the wave in the ocean is connected to the water, so we're connected to you, God, in that same level. And we know that, God, you will never leave or forsake us, and you're with us at all times. Give us faith, give us understanding, and give us wisdom to make a difference. So we come to you saying, give us blessing this week as we go forth. Help us in every aspect of our lives. Help keep our physical bodies safe and in tune. We ask you, God, for divine opulence to show up in our lives this week. We will have more opulence this week than we've ever had before, and the goodness of God will be with us and continue to guide us. So we say, thank you, God. We are so grateful. We are so grateful, and so it is. Thank you, beloved ones. I am so grateful for you showing up today. I am so grateful, and the universe is grateful, too. Every time you show up, you help the universe become a little bit better place. So thank you, and so it is.